An intentional attack on a police officer can now be prosecuted as a hate crime in Louisiana. The state's Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards signed the so-called Blue Lives Matter bill into law yesterday, making Louisiana the first state in the country to include police and other emergency responders under its hate crime laws, which usually protect people based on race, gender, or religion. There's applause for the move, but also questions. Megan Trimble covers Louisiana politics for the AP and joins us from Baton Rouge. And Megan, we know that in the state, attacks on police officers are already subject to harsher penalties. So what will this new law add?
Sure. So, Robin, this new law is basically giving prosecutors another option when they're going about filing charges in these types of crimes. So while already in Louisiana, you would be able to be prosecuted for, you know, an assault on a peace officer, now they're adding another layer to where you could be fined an additional penalty of $5,000 fined on top of the conviction for, say, assault, and then also an additional time in jail, which would be another 5 years.
So there are things that they can add to penalties. Why are they passing this now?
You know, it's sort of interesting because while Louisiana is the first, it is not the only state who has tried to push for this. California, New Jersey had two bills, New Mexico, Maryland. Nationally, these types of bills have been filed. Louisiana is the first to actually get it passed. Up to this point, in recent reporting, there wasn't really much discussion about it. Here in Baton Rouge, in the Capitol, you know, the legislation pretty much went through easily in both committees, in the Senate and the House. There was really no debate until it was on the governor's desk and, you know, people started catching wind of this happening. So the representative bringing it, you know, just says he just wants to add another protection in the wake of recent events where he says there seems to be, you know, targeted attacks on police.
Well, he pointed to some recent ones, and we remember Trooper Stephen Vincent, who was fatally shot about a year ago after stopping someone in a car who'd gotten stuck in a ditch. We remember that terrible moment. But what are some of the criticisms?
We have some local groups here, some different activists and advocates who are saying two different things. One, that this is a direct commentary on Black Lives Matter, of course, you know, that national movement, mm-hmm. which they see as, you know, it's reflected with the same rhetoric, Blue Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. And they say, you know, you're giving police even more power when they already would have been protected by their uniform, not just targeted because of it. And you're not giving the same protections, extra protections, to the people on the streets. And then you have, from a legal perspective, different groups that actually push for this type of legislation for, you know, increased hate crime laws are saying expanding it to include police and include professions is actually complicating the law because now you already had underreporting, especially in Louisiana. So while they already weren't, police weren't reporting at a high rate for different hate crimes based on, say, gender or sexual orientation, now you're adding another wrinkle and where do you draw the line when it comes to different professions?
Yes, you note that Louisiana law enforcement already reports hate crimes at a considerably lower rate than police do in states of similar size. This is FBI data.
Right.
So the feeling is that the laws aren't being enforced there anyway, and this might further dilute it. The Anti-Defamation League feels that way as well. But Governor Edwards comes from a law enforcement family. There seems to be some emotion behind this.
Right. So he is from four generations of sheriffs in the area. His dad was a sheriff. His grandpa was a sheriff. His brother serves as a sheriff now, all in the same parish. So he definitely comes from a background of law enforcement. He has a, you know, high respect for the profession. And he said that after he signed the bill, he released a statement saying, you know, these are men and women who put their lives on the line every day and that's why I'm supporting this bill, to give them those extra protections.
Just a quick question. I'm not sure if anyone's looked into this yet. This is so new. You may applaud this move to have more penalties imposed on someone who attacks a police officer. But how do you know? I mean, how do you know somebody that is a hate crime? It has to be someone who's attacking someone for who they are. How do you know if somebody's attacking a police officer because they're out looking to attack police officers, or someone, you know, is fighting back against a police officer, or somebody might lash out at someone that not even know they're police officers? I mean, how do you know?
Well, Robin, I think that that's where a lot of the criticism for this law has sort of been coming into play. You have the advocacy and activist groups saying, you know, this is going to really complicate police and minority community relations, because who is to say that you would not have an officer who says, you know, I feel attacked? That's their perspective. But then on the other hand, you have prosecutors who are saying this really will not change our prosecutorial, you know, approach at all. Hate crimes, by their very nature, according to some DAs around here, are, you know, hard to prosecute in and of themselves. It's hard to have sufficient evidence to prove motive, which is sort of what you have to do in these types of cases.
Yeah. That's Megan Trimble, legislative reporter with the Associated Press in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on the new law there, the so-called Blue Lives Matter law, adding extra penalties on attacks against police or first responders. Megan, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate you having me.